Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yes, it is. Well.
Well, hello, Monday. You want to dance, Monday?
You want a piece of me? Do you want a piece of me?
Sure. Give it to me.
What? She didn't really mean it.
I like her. She got that fist ready.
I know, she got that right up.
Is that how you talk to your kids?
Yeah, you ready?
You ever get in a fight?
No.
You've never actually gotten into a physical altercation with someone.
Was fighting me back.
Right, now, other than the hippies in the tent that were screwing in your tent that they had stolen.
Nope.
Never had to throw down.
Nope.
Never had to protect your life, your youngins. Backed into a corner with a sword.
That's a whole different level of fight,
though.
Oh, I'm
sure it would go nuts.
I was watching a woman today. Oh, we never did the Wheel of Animal Attacks. God bless it.
Put it on the list for tomorrow. And tomorrow's real busy, too. It's legal.
Sucks.
A woman, apparently, her daughter was coming to the door, and out of the bushes, right there in their house, I don't know where it was, a raccoon came up and attacked the daughter. Like, just attacked her. And it was kind of crazy because the thing would not let go. Like, you tell yourself, I would kick the ass. You know what I mean? I mean, crazy. But I think this is the audio of the actual girl in the Ring doorbell or something. Hold on. Right, obviously, right? Yeah. So she's screaming, right?
Ugh.
So she's screaming. I don't want to play that too loud. Then the... So she grabs the raccoon by the back of the neck, right? And then she's swinging it around, and the thing's going, you know, like that. And the daughter goes in the house, all right? So obviously she got pretty scratched up, and the thing would look like it was latching onto her leg. And she doesn't know what to do. So she throws it out into the yard.
Yep.
Right? Throws it out into the yard. Meanwhile, she's got it by the back of the neck.
Raccoons are pretty big.
But yeah, they're heavy. And the thing is, Scotty.
Yes.
Trying to claw at her. He's hitting her with a hand. I think that's probably what I would have done. But in my mind, I would have killed it. I would have smashed that thing against a wall until it was dead. Mm. You know? But really, the smart thing is just get it the hell away from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Because you don't know if it's rabid. You got to assume if it attacks somebody, it's rabid. At least you got to assume that.
Yes, that's how I would take it.
So there's one. This was just today in the news. Then there's another one where a guy, I don't know, is 2-year-old or something, is out in front of the house, and she gets attacked by a frigging coyote. Like, I don't even want to hear the audio. I don't even want to hear it. And the guy runs out, and then he throws a rock at the thing, and it starts to take off. He puts the girl in the house. 2 seconds later, he comes out with a shotgun, you know? And I'm like, it was in a busy street. Getting in a fight is one thing. Defending your child or your children or your wife or husband is a complete other thing.
Yeah.
And that is what scares me.
I'm trying to think of what I would do.
Because, you know, you've got that grown-up thing in you.
Yes.
That says, I'm not fighting. I'm not getting in a bar fight. This is stupid.
Yeah, you know, when you're set to go, like, when you go crazy because of something like that, there's a reason, obviously.
Well, my point is you don't have that same governor when it's your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, say what you want about me. You say something about my family, You know what I mean? That would make me 10 times angrier than anything about me, you know? But I can't imagine, like, I think that I would pummel those animals to death
if they
attack. I'd risk my own self getting bit. Now, maybe I wouldn't. I'm not saying that because I think I'm tough, because I don't. I'm saying it because I think that my mind won't be able to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see where you are snapping.
Yeah.
A person would snap, and they no longer care about their well-being.
Right.
All they care about is keeping their kids safe, their loved ones, and just making sure that that thing remembers to never mess with that family again.
I was with somebody, and we were in New York City, and we both had kids, and these two dudes come up and start talking to the youngest girl in the other person's family. And immediately, like, they were dogs. Like, I'm talking, like, they were like, hey, baby, all this stuff. You know what I mean? And this girl was not even near of age. And I knew right then and there, this is going to go. And there's no way I'm not in.
Time to do the fucking man dance.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's like, it's funny how, and I don't know. I'm not saying women don't have that ability, but I mean, you haven't experienced it. You know, in your life, that click that says, oh, man, I'm just going to go. Or just walking down the street. And the next thing you know, I'm in a situation where I'm going to have to do something. And there's no turning back. And no matter where it goes, when you stood up against that guy in Texas, right?
Yep.
And Andy got up and said something to him. He roadkill. There was a guy. We've told the story on the air before. If you've heard it, I apologize. This guy was swearing up a storm in a restaurant.
In a family restaurant.
Big table, right? Yeah. Bunch of radio guys, and this guy's F this, every swear word that you could possibly use. And Roadkill gets up, doesn't say anything, walks calmly down to the guy, and leans down and goes, hey, you think you could maybe watch your language? We're in a public restaurant. You know, his family's here. Very nice. Right? That, I mean, that's what you said.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He didn't say anything.
Yeah?
I walked back, and he got out of the chair and got out of the chair and... Got out of the chair and just kept like
guy was
folding up.
Friggin' monster, Laura. I know, we've told the story. He's probably 6'2", maybe 3". And that's a good deal higher than Scotty is.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm looking and I'm like, this shit's going to go south right now
in Texas. What I was thinking.
And Andy got up and walked around the table and walked over to him and whispered some stuff. Now, they are right now on the other side of a table that maybe is 3 feet wide. And I'm looking at Scotty and I'm going, I don't think we said anything, but I'm like, the shit's going to go down right now. We're in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are in it to win it.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't think that through.
Those moments when you shift from flight to fight, you know, are weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's no way he takes a swing at Andy, then we're in. We're in. And Marley did a routine at the was it Marley? Yeah, it was Marley. When he did his Capital Center shows, and I went and saw him last month, he did a whole thing about your best friends. Like, you call each other dickhead, oh, that little dickhead, blah, 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 blah. And you'll say the meanest thing to your best friend, all in kidding. But the person who doesn't know, who isn't used to that, thinks it's real. And Marley was telling a story about it. And the guy's like, oh, you go with that guy? You want? He's not a good friend of yours. He goes, you want to find out how good a friend he is of mine? Hit me. And he's so right.
Yeah.
Because that's when you're like, hey! It's like all of a sudden, everything changes. The atmosphere changes. The air grows heavy. It gets cold. It's like the Dementors are coming to town. When that shift happens, when you're like, I'm going to fight this guy. Hmm. And there is nothing fun about fighting.
No.
Because contrary to the movies...
It hurts.
That shit hurts.
I mean, I've like messed around with, like, you know, you start off and you're biffing each other and you do it again. I'm gonna freaking hit you.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I've never been in a drag out knockout fight. No.
Not since I was a kid, but it was kind of
that girl, right? You fought that girl.
I didn't fight that girl.
Okay. You told me when you told me the story that you fought that girl. And you put up a good fight but didn't win.
I didn't tell you that. That's not what I told you.
Yeah.
Why do you have to go there? I mean, I have had fights, and I've talked about the fights that I've had.
I know, and what's
and
wrong?
You go to the one thing in, like, the third grade where I hit a girl.
You did hit a girl.
I know, I did, and I admitted how wrong it was.
And you know what? That'll stay with you for the rest of your life.
No, only with you. Only with you, because you're, every time... I'll be up for some humanitarian award or something maybe someday, and he's going to be there going, he hit a girl!
He hit a girl once.
He hit a girl!
Well, I mean, that we live in a time now you can't forget that stuff.
I was 7!
Okay, well, maybe you should have thought it through.
You know where I hit her?
In the boob.
No.
Oh, please no.
No, I hit her...
jaw.
In the bicep. Mm-hmm.
Did you hit her in the neck?
I think I may have hit her in the head.
Oh. You and your snorts.
You just snorted, dude. I think I may have, like, boofed her upside the head. And it's a long story. And no excuse for it. Shameful, right? It happened outside of the principal's office.
What is wrong with you?
Like, we were coming out of the principal's office.
And you still hit her.
I did. Okay. And I don't remember. She turned around and said something to me.
You go out with me really, and Greg punched
her. No. It was
girls
mean.
Are gross.
And it was, and I just had enough. I had never even been in a fight up to that point. And I just, boom, side of the head. Man, what an idiot.
I love the sound effect.
Oh, my gosh. I hit a girl. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. But anyway.
Have you seen her since?
No. No. For a few years, I think. She went to the same school and then. She left. But the funny thing is we can't talk about the fights that I had that were real fights with guys. He brings up the one time. Oh, I made a mistake.
So it would be like me. Okay, roadkill, many fights. But he got in a fight with a kangaroo. Of course we're going to talk about my fight with a kangaroo because that's like,
are you comparing women to kangaroos?
Yes. I mean, it's unique. You're fighting guys. You're like, whatever. But that time you fought the girl.
What I found in the fights that I had that were actual fights and not just little things like that, which no excuse. What I find is you go to a place where you don't care about what's right and what's wrong. You don't care about what's clean or what's dirty.
Yeah.
It's all game in a fight.
That girl.
Do you think that's fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Never knew what was coming.
No. Just once, and it was fine. I didn't hit her hard, but I did hit her, and it was stupid. Anyway.
She still had that soft spot top of her head.
It's called the fontanella.
That's where Greg hit her.
I did not hit her in the fontanella.
Greg dropped the hammer. He had such a way with women. I want to date you. No.
Boom. You want to be my girlfriend?
No.
He goes for the soft spot, Laura, where the infant skull hasn't quite come together. The fissures haven't done it. It's called the fontanella. Yeah. And then that's what Scotty's talking about. He's talking about hitting a child in the fontanella. Jesus. You never had a fight?
Like I said, the tussles here and there, but there was never any fights, no.
I got in a fight with John Patterson. I got in a fight with Mike Bisson. I got in a fight with Roland Recker. And that was it. And Mike Bisson was almost a non-fight.
How?
And these are all guys I got along with.
Yeah.
This is stupid. You know, these aren't guys that were arch enemies.
Arch enemies? We just talked about arch enemies.
I almost got beat up in the bathroom. I was in a bathroom in high school. I was a freshman. And this guy comes in. He's got his friggin' construction boots not laced, you know. His pants are... He's on roids before roids were roids. And he comes in, and he starts going, what are you doing? And like, all of a sudden, he's got me in the bathroom. Him and his henchmen. Just like freaking Malfoy and those two little douche donkeys that he carrying around with him from friggin' whatever that... What's that house? What's it? Friggin'
The
bad one. Slytherin. Yeah, the Slytherin pricks. Anyway, this guy comes in, and I'm standing at the urinal, and I'm thinking, my face is going in this urinal. That's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
True story. Swear to God. I'm not going to say his name because he's still living. Okay. But he starts giving me shit about, you know, just anything he can. Mm-hmm. Not a tough guy. I am not. And so he's like, you feel like having your face in the urinal? I'm like, no, I don't. Is this a big thing? You're going to beat me up? I mean, what a trophy, because I'm such a tough guy. And all of a sudden, this third guy or fourth guy comes in and defends me. I said, leave the guy alone. Hasn't done to anybody. Let me alone. And gave me just enough window to get out of there. But I thought, this guy, I didn't stand a chance to get this guy. He was going to pulverize me.
I hope nobody's ever wanted to pulverize me.
He didn't want to pulverize me. It wasn't even about me. It was about anybody. That's the problem with guys like that. Mm. It wasn't about me. He wasn't after me. He was after anybody he could friggin' bully and beat up, you know?
I don't ever want to get into that.
Good thing you walked away.
Never as a girl did you have to worry about that. Like, you're in the girls' room and, like, you're going to get your ass handed to you. Does it work like that with girls? Or is it more of a guy thing? That I need to go in and to feel better about myself to, you know, knock the crap out of somebody.
I think guys have it more than women.
Right? Okay, I just didn't know.
But
like,
did it ever happen with women? I mean, I watched a woman stuff another woman in a friggin' trash can in high school.
Oh, yeah,
the only thing you saw was her feet.
I saw girls' fights. Like, girl fights were, like, a lot of hair pulling and slapping. And
way nastier.
Yeah.
Oh,
nails.
Still to this day.
Fake nails were in back in the 90s.
Usually, UFC, the fight of the night is usually the women.
Yeah.
Because, holy crap. They like to knock the ass out of each other.
In the 80s, when they had that long hair and that poofed up fake storefront hair.
Nothing but a good old handlebar to hold on to.
Jesus. They would grab that and they would bang each other's head. They would slam each other's head off of tables. It looked like an honest-to-God professional wrestling match when women fought. But when guys fought, it was scruffy. Yep. Then you held on, you know what I mean, because you needed to rest and breathe. And then, you know, and then the fight resumed, but it never lasted a long time.
A kid sitting at lunch, like two tables over, and somebody went in and punched him right in the head.
Yeah.
And by the time everybody went, ooh, that bump on his head, like right out of a friggin' cartoon.
Oh,
thing growed. Boop. Right out of his head.
Guy went up to my buddy Matt Bond, 7th grade. I was walking into school. School was, everybody was coming in, and he punched him in the ear. Matt Bond was not a tough guy. You know what I mean? At all. Nobody should have ever touched him because he was never a threat. Not that kind of guy. Punched him in the ear. And I just, boom.
Who punches somebody in it? This reminds me of Fight Club.
I'll tell you one thing right now. He punched me back in the ear 3 times when I was going after him. Three times in the ear. You know how much that hurts?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't get cauliflower ear.
Yeah, he's lucky if over one shot to the ear, he didn't get the old...
cauliflower.
Screwed up ear.
God's honest truth, I grabbed his head and smashed it into a wall 3 times.
Oh.
And still to this day, like that kid cannot read.
You're not a tough guy.
No, I'm not. That kid cannot read past a third grade.
The way you're talking is you're a tough guy.
I'm not. I swear to you, I'm not. But that talks to, that goes to the fact, like, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this situation? Mm. There's no clean fighting. I got him in a headlock with his head facing behind me.
And then smash his head into a wall
three times. Into a cement wall.
That's not nice.
And that's when the teacher grabbed me by the throat. And I'm not a tough guy. I don't want to get in fights. Are you kidding me? But it just, he punched my buddy, defenseless guy, in the ear. And then it shifts in you. I mean, am I wrong, Scott?
No, absolutely. Dude, I've seen fights happen so fast. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't want to fight ever. But I'm afraid of the me that will do that. I smashed the guy's head into the freaking wall, you know, and I didn't care if it split it open. I was going for it.
And the kid is, the guy is still in school. Hasn't been able to go beyond 3rd grade.
No, he's no longer with us, but thanks for bringing that up. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just simply saying he did pass away, unfortunately. And you know what? We were cool. That's another thing about high school kid fights. You get over it.
And then it's over.
Yeah, then it's over. But thank you for bringing that up. That part. Okay. Anyway.
I keep bringing up something.
Everything with me is... You're right. Scotty keeps pushing it, thinking that there's never going to be any bad thing that comes as a result of something he says, and then he forces me into a corner. Anyway. But it's funny how you can get in a fight at certain places and times in your life, and then you'll be cool with the guy, like... days later.
Yep.
You know, that is also another thing. I don't know if women possess that. I don't know if they do.
Once you hate a bitch, do you hate her forever?
I'm one to hold grudges.
Yeah.
Other women I don't think are, but I am. I think that's men and women can all be like that.
I used to hold them a lot. I think I was the 1995 grudge holding champion. I think pretty much probably you were dead to me, right?
Yep.
And then I just mellowed, and now I don't chase the negative energy of, I just don't care. You know what I mean? That's all. So anyway, did we accomplish anything?
I think we did.
I don't even know if
we did. I think we did. The one fight you won against that girl,
yeah,
and then that
the other
guy that you...
three times into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other two fights just ended, you know, they were fine, and everybody got along afterwards, and stupid.
The referee didn't come in and pull the plug.
Fighting was much more acceptable then than it is now.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know?
Yeah.
Because now, well, they could be armed. You don't have to worry about that back in 1968, 69, you know. Anyway, did he just say 69? Jesus, how old is this guy?
Wow.
That's how I feel. All right. Well, anyway, it's meeting day, so we have to go. But some of you have experienced fights. Some of you have gone through what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that moment when everything changes in your head and you now like, holy crap, I have to become someone I'm not.
Yep.
You know, and that's
fight or flight
might be the difference between men and women. But there are women that definitely have it. I've seen it. And you're better off if you don't experience it. That means you don't have to deal with it, which is good. So, all right. Have a great day, everybody. We have to go because we have a meeting. Fun meeting. A lot of fun. See you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.